WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Tonight was filled with many, many things. Rumble challenges, naked wrestlers, and the title match. And a lot of other random things. This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Joining me right now, as always, is the one, the only Lindsay Ward.
Brent, I am not surprised at all that you were listening from work. Well done. Way to multitask.
He is. That's why he said he's multitasking.
The intern, everybody.
The intern.
Shouldn't we, like, up him from an intern?
Then we would have to pay him.
Who gets paid on this network?
We would have to pay him if we actually asked him to do things.
Wait, no. People don't get paid. Who's getting paid on this network? I demand answers.
Take it up with the CB Radio president.
Jobber!
What would we call him? What kind of role can we give him?
Well, Omega's the NXT...
Analyst.
Can you tell we don't want to talk about Raw? Brent, what do you want your title to be?
I think
we're gonna upgrade you.
No, I think he should stay an intern. I think I'm leaning towards intern.
I think we should make him a full-time employee, but that's just me. He can be a full-time employee, but his title could be intern.
There we go. He is officially an employee known as the intern. There we go.
Ding!
That works. So, let's talk about Monday Night Raw, all the things that happened. First of all, the WTF moment of the night. Why in the hell was Enzo Amore naked on TV?
Because happy holidays? I don't know.
He was trying to show off his package then to Lana.
I don't think he was, you know, necessarily showing off. I think she was more than looking.
She was more than looking, and then Rusev showed up, and Enzo then got crushed later in a match.
And Rusev covered his wife's eyes to, you know, shield her modesty.
Because was Rusev jealous of Enzo?
Could be.
How you doing?
You know, his Enzo could be quite large. Or is it his little Cass?
That would be weird if he named this thing Little Cass.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, apparently the intern is putting the intern on his business card now.
Sweet!
Okay, we said this to Matt. Who, by the way, well done, Matt.
Yeah, awesome job, Matt. Awesome job.
Pictures, or it didn't happen.
Damn it.
Just saying. You're going to actually get a business card made up, picture of it. And not something from Photoshop. You have to actually be holding it. It says, the intern.
Actually, no. I want a shirt, a picture of him in an intern shirt.
Holding the business card. See? There you go. Now that's what you have to do to prove
that
it.
That is your challenge, sir.
So we've also created a new term tonight, didn't we?
Murder speed!
Because Braun Strowman has it.
Oh my Jesus. I mean, there's ludicrous speed, and then there's murder speed. It takes Braun a minute or two to get going, but once he gets going, man, you need to get out of that man's way. Especially with, like, Thanksgiving coming. If he's in a buffet, just, like, move. Because he will mow you down.
For not bringing the Intercontinental Championship to Monday Night Raw, Mick Foley, at the behest of Stephanie McMahon, made Sami Zayn face Braun Strowman.
By the way, where were the consequences for last night? Like, the men's team lost, right? And Stephanie said you need to fight like your jobs depend on it, because they do, kind of thing. And nobody got in trouble. Except for Sami. Like, Braun was on the losing team. Braun actually walked out to kill freaking James Ellsworth and got counted out. So he essentially abandoned his team, and he gets rewarded by beating up Sami Zayn. Like, where was the punishment for the Raw team because they lost to the SmackDown men's?
He didn't abandon his team. He had already been counted out because Shane O'Elbow.
But still!
Oh, I know. But are you going to try to punish Braun Strowman? Let's be real about this.
How drunk is he?
He's not drunk.
Okay, no. Well, I don't know. I might stand a better chance than anybody else. Who knows? He could be into that kind of shit.
You'll stand, and then there's still two more feet of him.
But I am right at the height for all the vital organs.
I could go somewhere. Not going to do it. We're just moving on. Anyway, tag
titles. This is why you never screw with short people. Just saying.
Tag titles on the line. Cesaro and Sheamus challenge the New Day. I'm going to say this, and I'll probably get some reaction, but the New Day is getting old quick.
Their shtick is getting old. You know, it's... They always seem to be able to reinvent themselves in one way or another and keep the core of what the group is going, but I think they've kind of hit that point where they are, where they can't evolve anymore without making some drastic change. And I love New Day. I think they're entertaining as crap, but it's just like the same jokes, the same shtick, over and over and over again. There's nothing really fresh, there's nothing really new, and it's honestly, at this point, it's like every tag team that goes up against New Day, you know they're going to lose because they're going for the Demolition record. Which, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, you know what? How about you just don't put them in competition until they've got the Demolition record?
No, we're going to go through all the tag teams and then have them lose in a four-way at Roadblock. Watch, that's what's going to happen.
Probably.
New Day did some heel shenanigans in day number 456 of their reign. Kofi was tapping to Cesaro's sharpshooter. Woods distracted with the trombone. There was a roll-up. New Day retained. The match was fine. But you can see the moment. There's momentum building with Sheamus and Cesaro to be champs, and that's what happened. This is what sucks about trying to go for a record. And this happened to Ryback. Ryback had momentum, could have beat CM Punk, got his momentum killed. Sheamus and Cesaro have the momentum building. Like, if they weren't going for a record, tonight could have been the best time to change the belts because there's momentum there. But you're just sort of you're trying to break a record.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're basically, you've done the whole we're going to be awkward partners who hate each other thing, and they inadvertently win the tag team titles at some point, and that's what keeps them together. Because honestly, what is keeping Sheamus and Cesaro together?
It was the tag title rematch.
Okay, so now that that's done, and they've lost.
But they were screwed.
But still, what's honestly keeping them together?
Mick Foley and his Santa Claus gimmick?
I guess, man, because it's like, why do they have a reason to stay together? They don't.
They really don't. I mentioned this about, 6 weeks ago, whatever hell else that was, 4 weeks ago, that I thought the New Day was starting to turn heel, just the way they were acting in a promo. And, when, you know, tonight they were more heelish than ever, so just wanted to point that out. Next week, they'll be defending against Gallows and Anderson, because Gallows and Anderson beat R-Truth and Goldust. Because going to haunted houses and trading your spot in tag matches gets you a chance to be number one contender.
Hey, they've gone through everybody else.
I understand this, but I don't know how R-Truth and Goldust were even considered for this match.
They needed somebody.
They needed to beat up someone. I get that. So, going back to the Braun Strowman thing, because we transitioned over and out and whatever. Braun beat Sami Zayn via Foley stoppage. He beat the crap out of him with his murder speed.
Yeah, Sami Zayn is dead. Because Braun Strowman just, like, squashed him.
He did.
Like a bug.
He did. He really squashed him like a bug. Had him tied up in the tree. Well, Foley came out and said, that's enough. Just stop it. End it. I think they have something with, again, here's another thing. There's momentum building with Strowman right now. Where can you take the momentum? You know?
Well, eventually you have to point him at a title. So you have to build him up.
You gotta build him to Roman, right?
Roman or Owens. One of the two. I would guess it would be Roman.
It would be impressive if Braun beat Roman, but they'll have Roman be the one who beats Braun.
Probably.
And that's how we'll go there. But we'll see what happens in that manner. Cruiserweight updates. The 20, hashtag 205 live. On the program this week, in the two cruiserweight matches, we had Cedric Alexander beat Daivari. It was a fine little match. Went about 3 minutes.
He had wings.
No. Rich Swann had wings.
Oh, right. Rich Swann, I'm sorry.
As Rich Swann beat Perkins and Nomar Dar in a triple threat match to earn the title shot on the first ever 205 Live. So there you go. Brian Kendrick.
He had wings.
Yeah, Rich Swann had wings. So, at the start of the show, Goldberg came out, and he thanked his wife and his kid, and he thanked everyone for this opportunity, and he said he had one spear, one jackhammer left, and one good ass kicking, and that's what he gave, and he really did. We'll talk about it on the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble special, available Thursday. He came, he fought, and he conquered the Beast. But then Stephanie backstage asked him, do you have one more title run left in you? And he says, yes, he does. And he's in your direction to go through. The road to the title starts at the Royal Rumble. And Goldberg told everyone in the Royal Rumble, you're next. Well done.
Well done, but 1,000 times no.
No, it's going to be Brock screws Goldberg and all that stuff. But that was a well done promo.
Oh, it was a great promo, but still, it's like 1,000 times no to the title. Like, please don't give him the title.
They're not going to give him the title. Then there was Charlotte. She came.
Ooh, she was sassy tonight.
Charlotte came out, and she made a hockey joke about Wayne Gretzky, even though he never played in Toronto. But it's Canada, so we do a hockey reference. Sasha came out.
Shots were fired.
Charlotte mocked Sasha's injuries, and Sasha says she's owed a rematch from Hell in a Cell, and she won it right here tonight. And Charlotte's like, you're on, just not tonight. And then next week will be in her birth city. That's in the United States for all you dumb Canadians, she added. Charlotte said she beat Banks in her hometown. Now she will do it in her own hometown. Nia came to the ring and says, I'm not here for you, Charlotte. I'm here for Sasha. Jax said the fans are fooled by the glitz and glamour of Sasha Banks, but she's not. She called her overrated, a purple-headed Barbie doll.
Her hair's pink.
Sasha said she'll show, once she gets her belt back, she'll show you how overrated she is. Charlotte was trying to stir the pot. Dana was getting up in their faces. Sasha punched Dana. Then Nia attacked Sasha. They were beating down Sasha. Bailey made the save. And then we went to break. Good little stuff with the girls, and then we got the tag match.
I thought this was a really good segment. Showed a lot of intensity. Nice tease by Charlotte. They're setting up the title match next week. Hopefully Charlotte doesn't retain, because, you know, points.
Hopefully Charlotte retains points. Because she tapped out tonight to Sasha Banks in the bank statement.
Points.
I lost a bunch of points, damn it. But, you know, that's how that goes. And then there was the best segment of the night. Chris Jericho's highlight reel.
Oh my god.
He was upset. He was mad. He called what happened last night, labeled the autopsy into the biggest upset in the Survivor Series history. Before he could say who was the reason behind it, Kevin Owens came out. Owens questioned who was to blame. Jericho said he was about to tell everyone. Owens said he knows the answer. Owens asked, can he use the Jerrytron 5000? And he's like, it's a 6500. Jericho was mad because you were there when I upgraded. And he just blew it off like, I don't remember. And then he was showing stuff from what happened with the Styles Clash. And he came in, I saved you because I'm your best friend. I used the list because I'm your best friend. Jericho asked Owens, is he really? Are you really my best friend? He said Owens should know him that the list means a lot to him. It means everything to him. Owens said he sacrificed himself for Jericho at Survivor Series. Owens really didn't care about the list. Owens said he was disqualified when he saved Jericho. Owens said Jericho was so worried about the list that he walked into an RKO and was eliminated. Owens said Jericho wasted the sacrifice he made for him and their friendship, and the fans went, oh, we know where this is going. Jericho said that if that's how Owens felt, then they may not have had much of a friendship to begin with. Jericho said Owens is never there for him when he needs help, but Jericho's always there. Jericho was finished with this conversation, and he was finished with Owens. And then Jericho was spun around, and they while saying he would tell him who was at fault, And they both said, Roman Reigns. I'm going to stop there. That was awesome.
Nice little swerve. Like, very nice. Well played on their parts.
They know everyone's waiting for the breakup, and they teased the crap out of it. I really thought they were going to break up. They had me. It was great. The blaming Roman was awesome. And then the fans chant, Roman sucks. Owen says, Roman's fault, and it's just much as his fault as it is Seth Rollins. Cue Seth Rollins. Rollins said he was promised certain opportunities for agreeing to team with them, and he wants his title shot tonight. Rollins said he's going to take the title from Owens, and he would run through both of them to do it. They brawled, Roman came out, made the save. Foley came out, confirmed that he was promised a future opportunity, and he books Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho banned from ringside in the no DQ match for the Universal title when Kevin Owens defends against Seth Rollins.
This was great. This was so great.
But what's the logic here? If it's no DQ, why are people banned? You pointed that out.
Because why not?
Yeah. There's missing logic there. But then we got to the main event. Oh, and oh my god, what a main event. We had tables, we had chairs, we had fighting into the crowd. This was awesome. We had Seth Rollins diving from the top of the stands down to Kevin Owens. This was all out craziness. They battled everywhere they could think of around the arena. They fight back through the crowd, and then a fan in a mask.
A Sin Cara mask
attacked Seth Rollins, who was under the mask. It was Chris Jericho. So Jericho's revealed as under a mask, wearing a Sin Cara mask, because that's just trolling 110%. And Jericho would eat a pedigree, but Rollins would then end up getting powerbombed into the side of the ring for the victory Kevin Owens retains.
A great, great finish to Monday Night Raw.
It really was a great finish. It was really well done. I love Chris Jericho's troll job.
Yes. He was doing it the whole night.
He was doing it the whole night, but him coming out in a Sin Cara mask, it's just, you know.
Shots fired.
Someone, you know, I think it was Lance Storm talked about, you know, he sucker punched him in a Sin Cara mask. It's like, that's just, you know, perfect. It was perfect. So yeah.
Absolutely.
This Raw was pretty good. Had slow moments, but that's what happens on Raw. There are slow moments usually, but this was a pretty good show.
I would agree. I thought it was a pretty good show.
SmackDown will be interesting. We'll see the fallout there. We'll talk about it in the SmackDown Throwdown during the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble special, which will be available for download Thursday morning. We'll talk NXT, we'll talk Survivor Series, and more. It's a Thanksgiving edition of the Rack, the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving special. At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, you know it. Search Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Matt, maybe before football starts, we'll see.
We'll see how long
it takes me to get it done. Go from there. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is a CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. The reign of Jabber continues on Saturday Night's Midnight-ish. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Check out last week's episode. It was an interesting one, so check it all out. SuperRadioLive.com, SuperRadioLive on Facebook and the Twitter. No Wrestle Talk Radio this Sunday night because they're taking the week off because Tim wants to go watch the Canadian Super Bowl. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LANSWARD. You can go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as Twitter's.
Oh, Brent wants to know if we will release the show before, better not really release when the Dallas game starts. That might be a good time.
We're totally doing it during the Dallas game.
That would be the perfect time, because we'll take 1,000 shots at you, too.
Is it Dallas versus Eagles? Who is it?
It's Dallas versus Washington. New Year's Day is the rematch.
Oh, okay. Alright, I knew it was on a holiday.
Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock's Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble special. Also, the Rock Extra will be available next Monday and Wednesday. That's how that will go for 2 and 3. Anyway, we'll see you next Monday Night Raw Post Show. Right here, live, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at wildtalkradio.com.
Radio.com.